2. This is the road to the dash.
How many days have we got, Jana?
We've got 18 days to go. Cannot wait.
This is the road to the Desert Dash, Nedbank Desert Dash 2022. And it's so exciting. We're speaking to people who are participating, taking part for the 6th time this year. Jana is riding for the Legacy of Love.
I'm actually riding for I Love Boobies.
Specifically.
I Love Boobies. Oh, excuse me. I Love Boobies. Okay. So, Jana, you have to tell us your cycling background, because it's quite intense. If somebody's written the Desert Dash 6 times, then they must love being on the bike.
Yeah, well, I think there's people that's done more than me, but I just got a memory on my Facebook that I did a 94.7 12 years ago with a very good friend of mine. So I think cycling is so part of our lives, growing up with the bike. I think I had my first bike when I was 4 years old. So cycling was just, so part of my life. And I got my first real good bike 6 years ago and been training really hard for 3 years. So it's a really, really great journey that I've been on so far.
And it's
far.
Quite a heavy investment, right? Because cycling isn't cheap.
Cycling's definitely not cheap. My grandfather used to say, your car is your first inheritor. But I must say, I think my bicycle is definitely my first inheritor. I spend a lot of money on it.
So here you are, your 6th dash. You're riding for I Love Boobies. Can you tell us more about the cause that you're riding for?
Okay, so I Love Boobies is a non-profit organization, and it started off with 2 people trying to raise awareness for breast cancer in South Africa. And in 2019, I met them at Wines to Wales. It's an event in South Africa. And they invited me to become part of the organization. So ever since then, I've been part. We do 2 things mainly. First of all, we raise breast cancer awareness. And second of all, we screen women in rural areas or in areas that don't have access to medical care for breast cancer. So how we do that is we sell socially conscious sportswear. We do events, we do promotions, and with that money, we screen those ladies. So some of us, we actually have the access of healthcare and medical aids, but some people don't.
Yeah.
And if you're in a factory worker or in a mine or on a farm, nobody takes the time off actually to go to a doctor and to go for a screening, especially not, lady screenings.
Mm.
So that is what we do. We take those screenings to ladies that don't have access to easy medical care.
So it's really all about creating awareness, because especially with breast cancer, it's just that early screening, that early detection, and it changes somebody's life.
You're 100% right. So we say early detection saves lives. And what we've seen is that 1 in 8 women, 13%, will suffer from invasive breast cancer in their lives. And in Africa, 40% of women actually die from breast cancer, where in Europe, only 90%, because they get screened early and they can go for treatment.
Mm.
And this is so important for me, that we actually screen ourselves in time and we detect it in time, because early detection can save lives.
I have to say the name I Love Boobies immediately, right? Awareness.
Yes.
Exactly. So we wear socks with I Love Boobies. We wear cycling shirts that says I Love Boobies. And surprisingly, and actually it's such a good thing, but the men are supporting us. Because they realize the importance of that. We all have a mother, a grandmother, a sister, a friend. And I think if we think clearly about it, somewhere in our lives, someone suffered or is suffering from breast cancer awareness and is fighting this horrible disease.
Right. What a worthy cause to ride for. This is your 6th dash. You're riding for I Love Boobies. What made you and your teammates make the decision to ride for I Love Boobies?
So it's actually in 2006, my aunt died of breast cancer. And she was 47 when she died, and she was diagnosed when she was 42. So it's really young. And I saw the impact that it had on our family. And ever since then, it was such a cause for me. It's something that we really, really have to do.
You know, if you just think about how many people are affected, There was a colleague that I used to work with, 23 years old, also passed away, very well-known Namibian personality, Chichi, also passed away from breast cancer. I had an aunt, very young, 38 years old, 2013, who also passed away of breast cancer. So, Janneke, I'm sure there's a story that you know of somebody in your life. We've all been affected as Namibians. So what a worthy cause to ride for and just to create awareness and...
Yeah, and I'm so fortunate. My whole team has bought in, and there's so many companies that's actually joined in this venture and supported us. The past 2 years, PSG has been supporting us. Pupkewitz Mega Built has been supporting us. Pupkewitz Mega Tech has been supporting us. And I'm just so fortunate that people are actually joining hands with this. Nedbank has now come on board. Supporting us with a dash. They've paid our entry.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Nedbank.
Thank you very much, Nedbank. And our commitment was to raise money to the value of our entry. And I calculated this morning, just the last month, we stand on 20,000 Namibian dollars that we've merchandise that we've sold. So thank you, Namibia, for supporting us. And if you are still looking for some socks for the Desert Dash, please contact me. I would gladly supply you and try and get you some merchandise for the Desert Dash.
So, Jana, I know everybody's listening right now. It's an amazing, worthy cause that you are riding for, you and your teammates. So, yes, the socks. Like, how can we get involved? Because there are people listening. Somebody's like, I'm certainly not going to ride the Dash. But what can we do to support? Yeah. I love boobies and what you and your teammates are doing.
Okay, so first of all, please pray for us and cheer for us. On the Dash, we've learned that anything can happen on the day. So we really need good luck and the support of everybody out there. And then second of all, the socially conscious sportswear. Luckily, it's not only for cyclists. So we've got active wear, we've got hoodies, we've got socks, long socks, short socks, running clothes. So anything that we can, I can supply you with, and that we have available, I will be glad to do so. We can give my number at the end of the interview. Or you can look at our website, iloveboobies.co.za.
Very simple. iloveboobies.co.za. We want to see you rocking your I Love Boobies sports gear, whether you're running or you're crossfitting or you're just taking a walk. Do it in I Love Boobies apparel, and then we know that we're all supporting the cause. So let's talk about the Dash itself. How was the prep for the journey, for the countdown, since you decided to take on the Desert Dash?
So I think the Desert Dash is such a nice, worthy event to take part in. It's a long event. It's 24 hours, so you really need to put in the hours. My team and I, we all have a little bit of a program that we follow. We ride together. We make sure that we enter other events and support other events to prep us, because racing makes you smart in riding. It just tweaks all those nicks and giggles. And yeah, training. And above all, we need to have fun. This weekend we were cycling to Midgard, and we had so much fun just doing that and spending time together. And
4 hours on the bike, 81 kilometers.
Yeah, I think we all have calluses. I think all cyclists can attest to that. We've got calluses on our sitting bones. But we still enjoy it. And it's so, a friend of mine said the other day, cycling for her is just so much more than sitting on a bike. It's spending time with friends. It's good for your health. Her migraines have stopped. Her constant pain has stopped.
Wow.
So we do it for more than just, you know, winning a prize at the end or finishing something, which is important. But for our own health, everyday health, cycling is important for us.
Jana, we want to thank you and your teammates. Those statistics you gave us, you know, women from the continent versus European, you know, just getting tested earlier makes all the difference in this, you know, whether this disease is going to be fatal or not. So, I mean, it's amazing the cause that you're riding for. We want to thank you. All the best of luck for the 9th of December. 18 days to go. You ready?
Yes. And I just want to say my teammates, Joni Peter, Vicky Vosloo, and Mimi Hoog, girls, we're going to do this, and we're doing this for a big cause.
Well, we're certainly cheering you on. So from...
Can I just say, I love the fact that she's wearing bicycle earrings to attest to her being a cyclist.
Yeah, we've got to go all in, eh? All in is the thing. So, yeah, we are wearing bicycle eye... earrings, and yeah.
We love it. Okay, Jana, so the contact details, please, if you can provide them to us.
Okay, so if you want to contact me for socks or other merchandise, my number is 081-271-0791. I repeat it, 081-271-0791. Or you can just look on our website, iloveboobies.co.za. If it is for Namibia, they will contact me and we can provide everything for you.
There we go. We're going to link Jana's number on our social media pages. All the best to I Love Boobies! And we'll see you in Swakopmund.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting you at the finish line. Look out for the multicolored team. We're all going to wear a different kind of I Love Boobies jersey and awesome. Sock. So we're looking forward to seeing
That's
you
great.
Guys.
Jana riding for I Love Boobies. It is the road to the Dash, the Nedbank Desert Dash 2022.
The Nedbank Desert Dash 2022. This